Are you ready to change the life of a child today? Many children right in your community need loving homes. For over 40 years, Remy Vista has been providing for the needs of at-risk children by giving them the opportunity for a new start and a better future through foster care. We offer training, professional social workers, and financial support so that you can change the life and the future of a child in your home. For more information, call 893-4784. Become a part of the Remy Vista family. That's 893-4784. Kathy Sewinvac is Chico's Sewing Machine and Vacuum Authority, specializing in parts, sales, and service. Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Kathy Sewinvac has a huge inventory and knowledgeable staff to take care of all of your sewing and vacuum needs. Stop by Kathy Sewinvac today on Cohasset Road across from Kmart. That's Kathy Sewinvac, Chico's Sewing Machine and Vacuum Authority.
Hey, this is Steve Twist, owner of Avalon Portrait Gallery, here to tell you that portraits aren't about cost. With a family portrait, you only feel the cost once, when you buy. But you'll have that portrait forever, and you and your family will derive enjoyment from it for many years to come. I have a friend who says that the most expensive portrait is one you don't absolutely love, because no matter what you paid too much. So look for quality when you're looking for a photographer. That's what I tell people here at Avalon Portrait Gallery.
This is Jerry O'Lennon. For me and my family, we trust in the quality of Avalon Portrait Gallery. Ask for the Friends of Jerry discount for 10% off your next regular price purchase.
And Andy's Bullseye Repair.
Specializing in auto glass repair from bullseyes to full glass replacement. All insurance and major credit cards accepted. Call for a free estimate at 877-7387, 877-7387.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
To the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there a heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
There are times I can be a bit of a contrarian, and I suppose this would be one of them on this November 1st, 2012. I liked the rain on Halloween. I thought it was great. I thought it created a memory. You know, our family, my two boys, Jeremy and Ryan, and my wife Kelly and I, we went out trick-or-treating with some friends and their kids, and we'll never forget it. It has a distinct memory because of the rain and the kids carrying the umbrellas around, and it was really fun. And as an added side highlight to that, we got done quicker because the kids got tired of carrying the umbrellas, so we were able to end sooner too. So it was a bonus for us in that sense. It was a great Halloween. I really liked it. 66 degrees right now in Chico. It's going to be perhaps a little bit of rain today. Perhaps some more. I believe it's about a 40% chance of rain. It's going to be cloudy Friday, cloudy Saturday, and it's a sunny Sunday. So real changes in the weather coming up over the next 3 or 4 days. Another area where I'm a little contrarian in is in depression suicide. I still struggle with whether or not how we should approach it and the depression. And how it can lead to suicide. And today I have on our show Gidi Hansen. She is with The Growing Place, a marriage and family therapist in training. And she is also somebody who has studied and is an expert in the area of depression. And she can look at it from a Christian standpoint. She's a Christian herself. Her husband is Father Peter Hansen of St. Augustine Church. Father Hansen's an occasional guest on our show. And so I want to say hi to Gidi. Hi, Gidi. How are you?
Hi.
So quickly, tell me about The Growing Place itself. This is one of these counseling, businesses, I suppose.
Yeah, counseling center.
Counseling center. There you go. There's the word. And where people who maybe might not be able to afford or have insurance can still get some good counseling whether it's marriage counseling or depression or whatever. Do I have it pretty much right? Or maybe you can expand.
Yes, definitely. We serve all kinds of people, mm-hmm. Christian and non-Christian. Mm-hmm. And we take insurance, but we can work without it. Mm-hmm. We do have a sliding scale of $20 to $80. Mm-hmm. So depending on a person's life circumstances, we can accommodate them. And we deal with the full spectrum of relationship issues.
Right. That's great. And from your my perspective, I know we're talking a lot about depression and suicide.
Yes.
From your experience, what can you share with us that might be from a unique perspective that we don't know about it?
Well, usually people who are depressed, who are considering suicide, need to find meaning in their lives. Even as Christians, sometimes as Christians, we have a lot of head knowledge about what our life means. We have good theology. We know the scriptures. But in our hearts, we feel hopeless. Mm-hmm. We feel life has no meaning. We feel that we have no purpose. Mm-hmm. And so when we offer counseling to somebody who is considering suicide or who is chronically depressed, we try to find meaning out of their lives, out of their pain and suffering.
Do you have examples of that? I mean, in your young life already, maybe. I know you can't share names with us, but certainly maybe you could share some of the stories.
I can share the story of Viktor Frankl, who was born in the turn of the 20th century, was an Austrian psychiatrist who discovered a form of existential therapy by going through the Nazi prison concentration camps.
Oh, my.
And he discovered that when every choice is removed from a human being, the one choice that cannot be removed is their ability to choose their own attitude and response to circumstances. And that's what we do as counselors. We can't change the circumstances, but we help our counselees change their attitude. When they change their attitude, they find meaning and purpose in the suffering.
What is the first thing that when people come to you and did you recognize they're suffering from a clinical depression? What's the first signs that you recognize when you meet somebody for the first time?
Well, you know, we're professional listeners. Mm-hmm. And so we listen. We listen without judging. Mm-hmm. We listen to their words. We listen to the way they speak. We look at their body language. And they are communicating every moment, even when they're not speaking, and saying, this is who I am. This is what I need.
It's difficult to make a decision on somebody. I mean, how long do you have to listen to somebody speak or observe them to be able to get an idea as to how bad their situation is?
That's a great question. And, you know, every person and every situation is unique. And so when you have a client sitting in front of you, you can't be thinking of the 20 other ones that, you know, you can't stereotype the person in front of you. Mm-hmm. So basically, we try to individualize them and just see them for who they are and how they're expressing themselves. And that is very therapeutic, just to be heard in a non-judgmental setting.
How many sessions does someone need until you're able to give them sound advice, or do you give advice? I mean, how long do you have to hear somebody talk? Because, you know, so many times I do an interview, for example. Let me tell you, my little story is I've interviewed Michael Jordan a couple times. And somebody comes up to me and says, well, they say, what's he like? I said, I have no idea what he's like. I interviewed him for 10 minutes one time. I interviewed him for 25 minutes another time in a sit-down interview. Or I interviewed Mike Tyson or Sugar Ray Leonard or somebody famous for maybe at most an hour. I can't possibly give a judgment on somebody in an hour. In fact, if I interviewed them for 20 hours, I probably wouldn't be able to give you a judgment of what they really were like. So I want to ask you about that after the break. We're talking to Gidi Hansen. She is a counselor with The Growing Place. If you're looking for counseling for anything, any aspect of your life, this is a great venue. Their office number is 588-0448. 588-0448. Ask for Gidi Hansen. Okay, we're going to take a break. Continue our discussion with Ms. Hansen right after this break. Jerry O'Lennon here for ABC Books. If you're looking to save money and get quality new and used books, try ABC Books in Chico. They're at the corner of East and Cohasset near Walgreens. Stop in, say hi to their friendly staff. They can show you how you can save 50 to 90% off new and used books. You never know what hidden gems you may find there. Call ABC Books today at 893-4342. 893-4342. ABC Books, where saving money is as easy as ABC. As parents, we know there are many options for the education of our children. Champion Christian School has been in our community since 1991. Because of their caring staff and challenging curriculum, their students have gone on to top colleges and universities, including Baylor, UC Davis, USC, and West Point. Champion Christian School is fully accredited, offering quality academic and athletic programs for grades 7 through 12. Visit them online at ychampion.org or call 345-8008 and make an appointment to visit their fine campus. Champion Christian School, educating champions for Christ.
High unemployment, roads in disrepair, police department reductions. These are the challenges facing Chico. One local business leader has the answer. Andrew Coolidge has the experience we need to lead Chico. He understands the problems facing our community and how to fix them. He works with our local companies every day and knows what it will take to get them back to work. We must protect Bidwell Park, clean up the downtown, and keep leaf removal for all residents. Choose Andrew Coolidge for Chico City Council.
Paid for by Coolidge City Council 2012.
Hi, this is your friend Steve Michaels inviting you to join me for a journey through the 20th century on The Afternoon Harvest, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 p.m. on 104.5 FM and 930 AM, KKXX, Life Radio.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, welcome back to the big show. Put Love into Action. It's the annual fundraiser for the Women's Resource Clinic. It's this Saturday. Can you believe it? This Saturday already at the Chico State's BMU Hall. This is a Women's Resource Clinic. Does a wonderful job. They try to help women who have to make a choice on whether or not they're going to keep their child or to abort it. And they obviously they prefer that you don't abort it and you have the child. And they provide various counseling, and they provide clothes for the kids and baby carriages, etc., all kinds of things. And they need money to sustain themselves. They save lives. If you're somebody who believes that abortion is the taking of a life, you cannot support a project or organization better than the Women's Resource Clinic in Chico. And if you want to help out, if you want to go to their big awards banquet, not awards banquet, their fundraising banquet, their number is 897-6101, 897-6101. It's this Saturday. I'm speaking to Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place. She is a therapist, and we were talking about suicide and depression for the next few weeks on the big show. And I went into the break talking about how long you need to know to talk with somebody before you can make a good diagnosis as to what kind of help they need. So many times you can't be too quick to judge, and there's a certain judgmental aspect to your job, isn't there?
Yeah, we call it discernment. Uh-huh. We're like looking at evidence, and we're looking at the person. And I loved your example of Michael Jordan, mm-hmm. because you approached Michael Jordan as a professional, mm-hmm. and he responded to the questions you were asking. Mm-hmm. If I or somebody at The Growing Place were to approach Michael Jordan as a professional, we would be asking different questions. Mm-hmm. And depending on his readiness to share his pain and his issues, we could make quick progress, or it could take a long time, mm-hmm. if we need to build up trust and have the person feel comfortable speaking with us.
Now, in family and marriage counseling, you're sort of a referee. You might feel like a referee. You're not supposed to, but I know that husbands and wives will go into those scenarios and thinking, well, we got a referee who's going to say that I was right and you were wrong. But now, in suicide, in depression, it's a different, or is it? Because sometimes you have loved ones who are coming in there and having to deal with that as well.
Yeah, well, you know, you've heard of doctor-assisted suicide.
Uh-huh.
Well, we don't believe in counselor-assisted suicide.
Right, okay.
So suicide is the opponent.
Uh-huh.
The depression is the opponent. The person is the one you want to preserve. Uh-huh. The person is the one that you want to give them reasons for hope. And just like in a marriage situation where there's conflict, the marriage partners are not the enemy. The conflict is the enemy. Uh-huh. The argument is the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we take the side of the client against whatever is coming against them.
It must be hard, though. I mean, because, you know, and speaking to Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place, marriage and family therapist, counselor, and she also...
I'm actually a trainee.
Trainee, you're almost there. But that's right. Thank you for correcting.
Sorry.
The number, by the way, if you want to learn more about their services, it's for people who really necessarily cannot afford counseling, may not be able to afford you know, insurance, and sometimes people just don't want to have to deal with their insurance. I mean, if I were one, it's a pain in the neck sometimes because they pay 50%, and then after that they'll pay 20%. You know, it just gets so complicated. If you want to just write out a check for once a week for between $20 and $80, depending on what you can afford, you can get really good counseling for a lot less. And a lot less headache. The number is 588-0448. And if you're interested in Geeti in particular, you can call her cell at 514-0108. You're talking about making judgments. How many sessions do we have till you can actually say, okay, this person needs...
It depends on the client. It's like if somebody goes to the doctor with a stomach ache and won't talk about it, It's going to take time. But if somebody walks in, sits in the chair and says, my stomach is killing me, I cannot take another moment of this, then you get right to work.
You see, it would be hard, I would think, to for somebody who hasn't experienced suicide, or maybe some, I mean, I had a loved one who took his own life. So I understand and I could relate to it. And I feel for people. But for somebody who's never gone through that type of grief, and many of those are counselors, how are you able to relate?
That's a great question. You know, we maybe haven't gone through the specific trauma of the client, but we have gone through trauma. Mm-hmm. We have had grief. We have had loss. We have had depression. It's a very common emotion. So that's our area of expertise. And we may not have a specific circumstance, but we have the same emotion.
It's empathy. And I think sometimes you have to experience it. And sometimes there's people who go their whole lives without suffering grief. You know, I know people who have been very blessed because their parents are younger. They haven't lost a loved one. They haven't really experienced grief. And this is not somebody I would ever go to for advice because I don't know if they could be empathetic with me.
That's a great point. There has to be empathy and there has to be rapport between the counselor and the client. There has to be trust. And that's something that both of them build.
One of the areas I want to talk about, we're going to do it after the break, is the idea of getting counseling through a Christian perspective as opposed to a secular perspective, and how they might be different. Somebody facing depression and contemplating suicide, how to approach that from a Christian aspect for a counselor and from a secular. We'll do that when we come back.
Now, here's David Hocken with a glimpse into what's happening this week on Hope for Today.
The Lord loves you, and a lot of us believe the devil's lie. And we're bouncing around and never getting freedom because we forget how loving is our Lord. Here is one to whom you come to repent who loves you, even though he knows everything about you.
We have that and more on Hope for Today. Join us.
Tune in for Hope for Today weekdays at 8 a.m. here on KKXX.
Valley Countertops in Chico would like to remind everyone that giving blood is painless. It only takes a few minutes, and it can be a very rewarding experience. Do your part. Give blood. Give the gift of life. This message, courtesy of Valley Countertops at 3075 Southgate Lane in Chico, where service is more than a word, it's a priority. Trust their years of experience to handle all your countertop needs. Call Valley Countertops at 342-0902 or visit them online at chicovalleycountertops.com.
Thanksgiving is nearly here, and plans for all your favorite family traditions are underway. In 2006, a Chico tradition was born with the Run for Food 5K Run Walk in Bidwell Park. Last year, we had nearly 4,200 runners and raised $69,000 to benefit the Jesus Center. Won't you join us at 9 a.m. this Thanksgiving morning and make this year even better? Run for Food is a fantastic way to burn a few calories, work up an appetite for your Thanksgiving feast, and support our community. So visit runforfood.com today to register online and get ready for a great Thanksgiving morning.
Computers for Classrooms has complete computer systems available with LCD monitors, Windows 7, and Microsoft Office for only $100 to $200 for low-income families. Computers for Classrooms is open weekdays 9 to 5, 895-4175.
This segment brought to you by mwprints.co, home of the high-resolution banner at $299 per square foot with an already prepared design. Don't throw your church or business's money away. mwprints.co. Or call Mitchell at 710-1000. 1012.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
If you are contemplating suicide, don't do it. There are reverberations that you might not be aware of. I could speak firsthand to this. After a loved one in my family took his life, I went on a downward spiral for a number of years. And there are loved ones left behind that don't understand. And so don't do something stupid. Get help. You can call The Growing Place. Even if you're suffering some mild depression, maybe you have some marriage issues to deal with, you should contact The Growing Place. Geeti Hansen. Her cell number is 514-0108, 514-0108. I like Geeti a lot, and if you're listening and you like the way she sounds and how she presents herself, you'll like her even more in person, and she'd be somebody that you'd want to talk to if you have any kind of counseling needs, 514-0108. We were talking, Geeti, about the perspective how to approach depression / suicide from a Christian standpoint from a secular standpoint.
Yes.
What are the differences?
Well, for one thing, because we believe in God and in Christ, we know our life has value. Number one, God created us. Number two, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. Mm-hmm. Number three, he has a plan and a purpose for our lives. Our lives have meaning. Number four, we have an eternity of bliss with him to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Why would we want to mess that up? Mm-hmm. Why would we want to run away from the gift of life that God has given us? Now, that speaks volumes to a Christian, mm-hmm. to someone who loves the Lord.
Now, could somebody who actually takes his or her life still be a Christian? Or have they given up that place by giving up their life?
You know what? Let me ask you, if somebody who's a Christian has cancer, are they still a Christian?
Of course, yes.
Well, a mental illness or disorder is just like a physical one. Mm-hmm. So people die all the time with disease, mm-hmm. and it doesn't affect their salvation. Mm-hmm. And a mental disorder is a kind of a disease.
Do you have people that come up to you specifically and say, and it might not necessarily be for depression, it could be marriage counseling, it could be maybe a child who has autism, for example, and they want their child to be helped through counseling, but from a Christian vantage point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I would want to help the parent as well as the child. The parent may be thinking, you know, am I being punished for my sins? Why mm-hmm. is my child autistic? Mm-hmm. What can I do? How come God didn't heal my child? How come my prayers aren't being answered? Mm-hmm. And the child may have questions, you know, does God love me? If he does, why do I have this disease? These are things we can approach as Christian counselors that you wouldn't necessarily approach in secular counseling.
Now, I have heard people say, and I do want to present the other side of this, because there are some people who I think go to an extreme. This isn't how I feel, but I've heard people say that, well, you know, if you're depressed, you should be able to do it without medication. You know, just a little dose of the Holy Spirit is all you really need, and just get your faith together and get your act together, and you could get this taken care of.
Yep. Oh, I've heard that so often. Mm-hmm. And it's like telling somebody with a broken bone, you know, if you just had a little faith, if you just prayed harder, mm-hmm. Jesus raised the dead, why, he would just heal that bone right mm-hmm. away. And, you know, you have to ask yourself, Jesus gave us doctors. Jesus gave us counselors. Mm-hmm. He knows what we go through. Yes, we need faith, but we also need each other.
Mm-hmm. But do you find that there's... as a Christian yourself, I don't know if you feel comfortable sharing this, but do you feel that people who have that religious background of some nature are more likely to get the help they need sooner?
Probably not. And I have a confession to make, Jerry. Yeah. I was very prejudiced against the whole psychological profession.
You were.
Until about 2 or 3 years ago when God called me into this.
Uh-huh.
And I started going back to school. And I'm one of those people you just characterized and described,
right.
you know.
Uh-huh.
And it took a lot of learning and humbling for me to realize that you can't necessarily get the quick fix through prayer or through mm-hmm. what should be, mm-hmm. that there are issues that one needs to work through. Mm-hmm. So I really understand that mind space.
Right. Yeah, because I still have a little bit of that. There's still part of me that feels that way, that that whenever I've had difficulties, I have found that that prayer has gotten me through it more than anything else. But you know, maybe a little dose of I don't know what's the latest antidepressant. Maybe that Celexa, for example, might be something that would be okay as well.
Yes, it and I'm not a physician, so I cannot prescribe or know condone or not condone. But I would say, yeah, talk to your physician about the chemical processes associated with depression, but see a counselor for your thinking and your feelings.
Do you think we're ever going to get past the point where there's people, not quite like me, because I am understanding, but people who have that belief that, gosh, all you have to do is just, there's a prejudice against people.
There is.
We're going to get past it. I don't know if we ever really will get past it.
Yeah, there's a stigma.
The stigma, there's the word.
Yeah, they're you're right, there is.
Yeah. Will it ever get past that, or do you think it's always going to be there?
Well, I think with some people, there's always going to be bias and prejudice, but I think as we get the word out and people get help, that we can help to at least reduce that bias and prejudice.
Mm-hmm. And I think it helps when we have somebody who is, like yourself, a person of faith, a Christian, who and we've had others on this program as well, who have acknowledged that, you could be depressed and still get help, and you could be a Christian and be depressed.
Absolutely.
And you know, the idea is that, well, if you're a Christian, how could you be depressed? You got the Holy Spirit,
Yeah.
Well, it was really good talking to you. Gidi Hansen from the Growing Place. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
And if people want to get into you in particular, your cell phone number?
Yes.
Gidi's phone number is 514-0108, 514-0108. And that does it for today's show. Tomorrow, Pastor Donald Jordan from Redeemer Lutheran Church will be on the program. We'll talk with him about a Lutheran perspective on depression. They have a special seminar coming up over at their church. Until tomorrow, so long, everybody.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.
Holbrook's Clearance Center sells national name brand furniture at 50 to 75% off retail.
Holbrook's has national name brand mattresses, twin, full, queens, and kings, starting at just $99.
Both beds, $299.
Holbrook's has something comfortable for every room in your home, and we'll sell you the inventory right off the floor.
Holbrook's Clearance Center is everything for your home.
Come on down, see us. Open 7 days a week.
My name is Kim Burke, the owner of Chico's Auto Masters. We believe in providing an automotive service people can trust and rely on. Here at Chico's Auto Masters, we are all invested in the community and are here for the long haul. We believe in taking care of each of our clients. That is why we warranty our work for one full year. We are a full-service automotive shop, anything from an oil change to rebuilding your engine.
That's Chico's Auto Masters at 1334 Park Avenue. Call 899-7194. They're on the corner of Park and 14th Street for all your foreign and domestic maintenance or repairs. Call 899-7194.